This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 34. So start with aut, consilium, but a plan, or but a judgment, non defuit, was not lacking or did not lack, barbarus, for the barbarians. So basically, they didn't lack a plan, but for the barbarians, a plan did not lack. Nam duces eorum, for their leaders, usurunt pronuntiare, ordered to announce. So basically ordered the officers to announce. Tota acie, throughout the whole battle line, that, nay, quis, that no one, discederet, should depart, ob loco, from his spot. And then what's coming up is this is the announcement. This is what he's saying. So stating that, illorum esse praedam, that the booty was theirs, atque, quaecumque Romani relinquisit, that whatever things the Romans had left behind, illis reservare, were reserved for them. Proinde, therefore, for this reason, estimarent, they should reckon that omnia posita, that all things were placed, that all things depended in victoria, on their victory. Okay, so posita is part of an indirect statement. They reckoned that, and so it's really posita esse, that all things were placed, that all things depended on their victory. Erant pares, they, meaning our men, were equals, et virtute et studio pugnandi, in respect to bravery and eagerness for fighting. Nostri, our men, tam etsi, although diserabantur, they were being abandoned, ob duce et a fortuna, by their leader and by fortune. And as discussed in class, fortuna could also be the patron goddess of Caesar's, Fortuna. Okay, so although they were being abandoned by their leader and by fortune, tamen, nevertheless, ponebant, they were placing omnem spem, all hope, salutis, of safety, in virtute, in their valor, in their manliness. Et quotiens, and however many times, or as often as, quaeque curor, each cohort, procurat, had charged forward, ab ea parte, on that side, magnus numerus, a large number, hostium, of the enemy, cadebat, kept falling. Quae re animadversa, with which thing having been noticed, ambiorix ubet, ambiorix orders, pronuntiare, it to be announced, that, ut, procutella coniciant, that they should throw their weapons from a distance, neu propius accidant, and that they should not approach too closely, et quam in partem, and into whatever area Romani impetuum ficerent, will have made an attack, cedant, they should yield, levitate armorum, because of the lightness of their weapons, et quotidiana ecercitatione, and their daily exercise, nihil his nocere posse, nothing could be harmful to them. And here you've got, you know, they should yield, but, there's not a conjunction here as an us indeterminate, but you have to kind of put in a but, that in sequatur, they should follow, they should pursue, meaning the Romans, pursue the Romans. Se recipientes, retreating themselves, rusus ad signum, again, to their standards. Okay, so basically, they should retreat when the Romans come towards them, and then they should follow them back when they're retreating back to their standards. So this is rather tricky, and this is definitely a change of tactics on Ambiorix's part. He has noticed that the Romans seem to be achieving some success, so he does what a leader should do, and he alters his plans also. Okay, so that is all of chapter 34.